Protocol number 17. The lawyer's profession makes people grow cold, cruel, stubborn, and unprincipled, and compels them to take an abstract or purely legal viewpoint in all matters. They have learned to consider solely the personal gain derived from every case they handle, and not the possibility of the social benefit of its results. They rarely refuse to take a case and always strive for acquittal at all costs, clinging to minor technical points of a legal nature. In this way, they demoralize the courts. Therefore, we will limit this profession, converting it into an executive public office. Lawyers will be deprived of the right of contact with their clients on the same basis as are the judges. They will receive their cases only from the court, preparing them on the strength of written reports and documents, and defending their clients after they have been examined in court on the basis of the facts obtained during the trial. They will receive a salary, regardless of whether the defense has been successful or not. They will act as simple exponents of the case on behalf of the defense in counterbalance to the public prosecutor, who will act as exponent on behalf of the prosecution. This will shorten legal procedure and establish an honest and impartial defense, conducted not for the sake of personal gain, but based on the personal conviction of the lawyer. This will also eliminate the existing bribery among fellow lawyers and prevent their allowing the side to win which pays. We have already taken care to discredit the clergy of the Goys, and thus to undermine their function, which at the present time could have been very much in our way. Their influence over the people diminishes daily. Today, freedom of religion has been proclaimed everywhere. Consequently, it is only a question of a few years before the complete collapse of Christendom. It will be still easier to deal with other religions, but it is too early to discuss this problem. We will confine clericalism and clericals within such a narrow field that their influence will have an effect opposite to what it used to have. When the moment comes to annihilate the Vatican completely, an invisible hand, pointing towards this court, will guide the masses in their assault. When, however, the masses attack, we will come forward as defenders to prevent too much bloodshed. By this method, we will penetrate its very heart and will not leave it until we have undermined its power. The King of Israel will become the real Pope of the universe, the Patriarch of the International Church. But until we have accomplished the re-education of the youth to new transitional religions, and finally to our own, we will not openly attack the existing churches, but will fight them by means of criticism, thus creating dissension. In general, our press will denounce governmental activities and religion, and will expose the inefficiency of the Goys in the most unscrupulous terms, so as to humiliate them to such an extent as only our ingenious race is capable of doing. Our rule will simulate the god Vishnu, who resembles us physically. Each of our 100 hands will hold one of the springs of the social machine. We will see everything without the aid of the official police in its present organization. However, which we have worked out for the Goys, the police prevent the government from seeing anything. According to our program, one-third of our subjects will watch the others from a pure sense of duty as volunteers for the government. Then it will not be considered disgraceful to be a spy and an informer. On the contrary, it will be regarded as praiseworthy. Unfounded reports, however, will be severely punished to prevent abuse of this privilege. Our agents will be recruited both from among the highest and the lowest ranks of society. They will be selected from among the pleasure-loving governmental officials, editors, printers, booksellers, salesmen, workmen, drivers, butlers, etc. This police force will have no official rights or credentials, which give opportunity for the abuse of power, and consequently it will be powerless. It will merely act as observer and will make reports. The verification of such reports and the issue of warrants for arrest will rest with the responsible group of police controllers. The actual arrest, however, will be made by a gendarme corps of the municipal police. In case of failure to report any political matter which has been observed or rumored, the person who should have reported it may be brought to trial for concealment of crime if it is proven that he is guilty. In the same way that our brethren are now under obligation to report on their own initiative on all apostates, or on any person marked as being opposed to the Kahila, so in our universal kingdom, it will be obligatory for all subjects to serve the state in that direction. Such an organization will eliminate all abuse of power and various kinds of coercion and corruption. In fact, the very things which have been introduced into the customs of the Goys by our councils and by the theories of the rights of supermen. But how otherwise could we foment the increasing causes for disorder in the midst of their administration? What other means could we use? Among these means, one of the most important is the employment of such agents for the preservation of order as are in a position to manifest their own evil inclinations in the course of their destructive work, namely their self-will, abuse of authority, and most important of all, bribery.